Okay, navigators, I have a fun episode to bring to you today in which we are asking a pretty loaded question, especially for an AI podcast. And that question is AI all hype? Obviously, it comes as no surprise to you all that we have been riding an AI hype train for the last couple years, and especially in recent months with the movement of some of these agentic AI tools and behaviors. And it seems like we've been cruising along that five-step outline to AGI or artificial general intelligence that OpenAI laid out. And it seems like every day some mind-blowing new model or capability is released from these state-of-the-art AI companies. But is it all for real? Or are we all falling under the spell of this hype train? What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, I have a fun episode to bring to you today in which we are asking a pretty loaded question, especially for an AI podcast. And that question is AI all hype? Obviously, it comes as no surprise to you all that we have been riding an AI hype train for the last couple years, and especially in recent months with the movement of some of these agentic AI tools and behaviors. And it seems like we've been cruising along that five-step outline to AGI or artificial general intelligence that OpenAI laid out. And it seems like every day some mind-blowing new model or capability is released from these state-of-the-art AI companies. But is it all for real? Or are we all falling under the spell of this hype train? The reason I ask this question is because a few recent interviews and essays and statements that have been made by leaders in the field of AI, and they almost to a one contradict one another. For example, the first one I want to talk about is an essay that was published by the CEO of Anthropic, who is the company behind Claude, the Claude LLM, and his name is Dario Amodei. His essay has outlined what he thinks the world will look like in 5 to 10 years after we achieve human-level capabilities with our AI. He paints a very utopian picture, and one that I think is pretty popular among the AI community and certainly among AI optimists, obviously. He paints a picture of where we have an AI that is smarter than a Nobel Prize winner and has the ability to act agentically across multiple fields. And in this boom of AI capability, we would see something like 100 years of scientific progress condensed down into 10 years, one decade. Things like curing diseases and expanding the human lifespan, and all these things that it's been really fun to dive into and talk about when we think about the future of AI, especially in an optimistic way. He also discusses an AI that would be capable of helping strengthen democracy around the world, taking the steam out of misinformation and providing tools that help to undermine dictatorships or regimes or anti-democratic regimes. Again, a super optimistic and hopeful future of AI. And of course, Amodei didn't ignore the fact that there's going to be bumps in the road, especially with things like job displacement. But he emphasizes that he believes that new economic models and new economic systems will arise to combat these issues. So, not too difficult to agree with him there, or not too hard to envision or hope for that type of AI future. I still think I am holding on to this optimistic future of AI, and I think that we'll definitely need to manifest it as a society. But if we can hold on to it and envision it, I think that's the first step. So on one side, we have the CEO of Anthropic envisioning an AI utopia in the next decade or so. While on the other side, we have Apple, who just released a report claiming that there's very little to no advanced reasoning capabilities in these LLMs. Quite a far reach, or quite a long way off from solving democracy issues in the world or curing diseases. Amodei believes we are decades away from a utopia, while Apple believes we haven't even tapped into LLM reasoning yet. So we have Amodei, who believes that we are decades away from a utopia, while Apple believes we haven't even tapped into true deep reasoning in these large language models. So I've shared a link to the study in the show notes to the academic paper shared by Apple, but I'll just give you a rundown based on what is included in the rundown.ai newsletter today. The scientists basically created a new benchmark to evaluate mathematical reasoning skills of these LLMs. And what they did is they changed the wording of the questions in this evaluations very slightly, or in ways that don't really make sense contextually to the problem or to the aspects of the question. And by simply making them slightly more confusing in this manner, They noticed that the LLM accuracy in providing responses dropped as much as 65%. And they were led to believe that a well-reasoning model would be able to reason around these small changes and these confusing wording structures, etc. And therefore, they come down to the conclusion that no, we do not have advanced reasoning in these AI models. Okay, so we have some clear differences of opinion in where the current state of AI is and how that affects where AI could go in the future. Well, we also have differing opinions in the existential threat of AI. If you've watched any sci-fi or The Terminator in particular, it's not hard to imagine how or why AI could be a threat, or could pose a threat to humanity. But is it actually realistic? That's been the question on most people's minds in the AI community, whether you're an AI optimist or an AI pessimist, a doomsdayer, as you might be called. And apparently, there's some difference of opinion at the top of the field in this regard, too. So, according to, for instance, the chief AI scientist at Meta named Yann LeCun, these existential warnings about AI being a threat to humanity are quote unquote complete BS. He states that we are granting this AI or these AI models way too much credit in their capabilities. In fact, LeCun believes and argues that the current systems are no smarter than a house cat, as it says here in the newsletter. And that means we're certainly not on the verge of taking over the internet or the electric grid or the power grid or toppling humanity anytime soon. So you might be thinking like, okay, whew, that's good to know. Good news. Good to hear. We're not in any trouble. I mean, the chief AI scientist at Meta thinks that their models are only as smart as domestic animals. But wait a minute, here we have another story from an AI pioneer named Yoshua Bengio, who stated in a Yahoo article that we need to be very careful and that we are treading into dangerous waters when it comes to AI. He believes that humanity is currently on the path to, quote unquote, creating monsters that could be more powerful than us. So, it's kind of hard to come down on an opinion that we feel strongly about after reading all of these different takes from so many people in the field. And I'm afraid, and unfortunately, I can't offer an expert opinion on whether or not any of these people are right or any of them are wrong. I, like many of you, am simply an AI user and someone who is extremely interested in the field and am by no means an expert in the direction that it's going to go. Again, I don't think it's going to come to a surprise as anybody, though, that I am an AI optimist and that we have optimistic visions of AI here on the AI Marketing Navigator. But if anything, these differing opinions at the top of the field should illustrate that it's just too soon to tell, probably. And maybe, as humans tend to do, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves and we need to taper our expectations a little bit. As disappointing as that might be to those of us who are imagining that AI utopia in 10 years from now. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.